Welcome to the Analytics of Dynasty Daily Podcast. I'm your host, Jordan McNamara. And this episode, I want to talk about tight end volume. And so I went back and I looked, and there were some tweets that went around talking about TJ Hockenson's inability to basically produce touchdowns and how that was going to hold him back basically no matter what his volume was. So I wanted to test the narrative because that's really how the Analytics of Dynasty came to be, which is, listen, there's a whole bunch of narratives out there. We found data that suggests it's not true. Let's put it out there. Let's let the subscribers use it and have some value with it. So I went back to 2008 and I did a deep dive. And so I went through and I looked at the targets, guys that had basically gotten to 120 or just short in a couple of years. I used the just short because I think it's important to conceptualize the guys that did get it. So we'll walk through this. It's pretty rare in terms of guys actually producing 100 and 20 targets. And that number is going to go up a little bit in terms of, down a little bit in terms of significance because you're adding an extra game. But when you go back and look, since 2008, there's been 23 guys that have gotten to 120 targets. And then there's a couple of guys in here. There's a handful that have gotten to basically like 116, 117, 118, 119, that sort of range. I include them for discussion points because I think it's important to talk about them in the specific years that they happen. So 2008, one guy hit 120 targets. It was Tony Gonzalez, 150 targets, 10 touchdowns, 6.7% touchdown rate, tight end one. Tight end two that year, Jason Witten, 119, four touchdowns, just about 3.5% there was his touchdown rate. So again, we're already seeing the narrative doesn't really follow. All right, so Dallas Clark in 2019, 129 targets. He went for 1,106 yards, 10 touchdowns, 7.8% touchdown rate. That's tight end one. Tony Gonzalez, the only other one that year that went for 120, hit six touchdowns, 4.8% touchdown rate, and six touchdowns. Tight end six finish. So here's where like I would look and I'd point. There's actually a couple of these scenarios. 120 targets, not a ton of yards, and the touchdown rate's about 5%. So Gonzalez that year, Gates and Gonzalez, going to flow off the tongue frequently in this. He basically goes for 4.9 receptions per game, 50.7 yards per game, and he had six touchdowns. So that's just a little bit less than a half. So that post tight end six finish. Well, you could say, Jordan, that's not really that good. Tight end two that year was Vernon Davis, 116 targets, 13 touchdowns, 11% touchdown rate. Kellen Winslow had 117 targets that year. He goes for five touchdowns, 4.3% touchdown rate, tight end seven that year. Witten, 118, just over 1,000 yards, two touchdowns, 1.7%. He's tight end five. So when you look at that, it's pretty remarkable that those guys, right, in all different ways too, right? There's as high as an 11% touchdown rate and as low as a 1.7% touchdown rate in basically within two targets of each other. And then, you know, there's a pretty sizable gap there, a couple hundred yards in variance there between the highest at 1106 and the lowest at 862. So when you sort of look at that, really, you sort of get into that range, pretty high-end production, almost no matter how you slice it, right? And that's a pretty good year for tight ends there. Five of them going over 116 in targets. That's pretty rare. Witten's the only guy over 120 targets in 2010. Tight end one, he goes 92 for 993, nine touchdowns, 7.4% touchdown rate. 2011, there's two guys over 120 targets, Graham and Gronk. Graham tight end 2, Gronk tight end 1. That's the Gronk 14% touchdown rate, 17 touchdowns on 121 targets. That was actually my final year of full year of law school. I remember watching, I needed like another touchdown for like a, I don't remember what the accomplishment was, whether it was to get like to win a finals or something like that. Like I needed just an outrageous year. I couldn't even be like grateful, you know, I couldn't even be mad because it was so outrageous. But I mean, both those guys, those are huge, enormous years. And they go 1 and 2 back to back, 1,300 yards, you know, over 7.5 touchdown rate for Graham, 14 touchdown rate for Gronk. I mean, those are just enormous years. Pettigrew that year, 117, 83 catches, 777 yards, 5 touchdowns, tight end 7 finish, 4.3% touchdown rate. 2012, so there's three guys that do it that year. Witten, 146 and 3 touchdowns. He finishes as tight end 3. That's a 2.1% touchdown rate. Graham goes 131, 9 touchdowns, just short of 1,000 yards, 6.9% touchdown rate. He is tight end 1. Gonzalez, 92 catches on 120 targets, 8 touchdowns. He's tight end 2, 6.7% touchdown rate. Graham in 2013, 135 targets. He's the only person to go over 120. Just an enormous season, 16 touchdowns, 1,200 yards, 12% touch, just short of 12% touchdown rate, and a tight end 1 finish. 2014, we've got three guys that go over 120, and we've got Greg Olsen, who just comes in just short of it. So Gronk goes 124, 82 catches, 1,124 yards, 12 touchdowns, 9.7% touchdown rate. That's tight end 1. Martellus Bennett actually goes 123, 89, 906, 6 touchdowns. He finishes as tight end 6 that year on a 5% touchdown rate. That's actually at a 4.9% touchdown rate. That is career average there for Hockenson, just by way of reference, is 5% touchdown rate. Graham, 121 that year, 85 catches, 10 touchdowns, 8.3% touchdown rate. He finishes as tight end 2. Olsen, 118, 82, 997, 6 touchdowns. He finishes tight end 5, right at 5%. So that's, again, that kind of fits in line with that similar projection, that similar range of you know, some of the other ones we've talked about here that have finished kind of in that range at that, you know, basically 4.6, you know, 4.8 or so. The Gonzalez year, for example, you know, the Bennett year this year, the Olsen year this year, right? That kind of finishes up there. And those guys in, I think, other years would have had better finishes, except they got pinned in years where it's really high end, consolidated tight end production, right? So that's I think something of note there as well. Delaney Walker, 130, 94 catches, 1,088 yards, 6 touchdowns, tight end 3 finish, and that's 4.6% touchdown rate. So again, that's right around the Hockenson number. Olsen goes 121, 79, 1,071 yards, 3 touchdowns, tight end 3 finish, 2.5% touchdown rate. That's 2016. Kyle Rudolph, similarly, 120, 83, 840, 7 touchdowns, tight end 2 finish on 5.8% touchdown rate. So you sort of look kind of in the projection range of what you would think Hockenson would do on like 120 targets. Like you're seeing tight end 3, 4, 2, 5 in like bad years finishes, you know, that, and those, if you sort of bank that for Hockenson, you'd 100% take that. And I think when you just look at the volume numbers, like just the volume alone is going to put you way, way up there. And then it's a lot of just touchdown variance. So, you know, so I think that's the trend. We'll keep seeing it here. These recent years have actually been a little bit higher end in terms of some of the guys. 3 in 2018 go over 120, actually 0 in 2017. Ertz goes 154 and 8 at 154 targets, 8 touchdowns, 116 catches that year, tight end 2 finish, 5.2% touchdown rate. Kelsey that year goes 139, 103, 13, 36, 10 touchdowns, tight end one, 7.2% touchdown rate. Kittle that year, 128, 88, 13, 77, 5 touchdowns. That is a tight end three finish on 3.9% touchdown rate. So again, guys up there going north of 128, 1, 2, and 3 at the position. 2019, Kelce goes 130 in terms of targets, 97 catches, 12, 29 yards, 5 touchdowns, tight end 1 finish, 3.9% touchdown rate. So again, you sort of look back at that and think, hey, 130 targets, the touchdown rate's kind of fluky. Again, he had a huge year in terms of yardage, basically just short of 10 yards per target. I mean, that's a pretty healthy output. Huge year, right? But again, not necessarily fueled by a touchdown rate. So it's a lot of yardage, and I think it's probably more than you'd necessarily expect from Hockenson. Hockenson's probably going to need some of that. He's going to struggle to do it on like 3% touchdown rate, but 5 something, 6 in line with what he's been in his career, totally doable. 128 for Ertz there in 2019, 128, 88 receptions, 916 in terms of yards, 6 touchdowns, tight end 4 finish, 4.7% touchdown rate. Again, that's really in line with a line you could totally expect from Hockenson. You know, 88 catches, 916 yards, 6 touchdowns, and 4.7% touchdown rate at tight end 4. Like, that's totally possible. I think the other thing to sort of remember about this is it's pretty variant year to year. Like, so if you were to tell me at this point, like, Hockenson's going to get 120 targets, you take that, and it's basically going to be, is Kittle healthy? Is Kelce healthy? Is Waller healthy? You know, and then you sort of, you see from there. But I think, you know, if you were to tell me, like, he finishes at a buck 20 in terms of targets, like, you're taking the better of, like, 4.5. Yeah, that's probably in terms of seasonal finish. Like, I just, that's pretty good, you know? So that would be the other thing I would just note there on him. 2020, 140 targets for Waller, 1,196 receiving yards, 9 touchdowns, 6.4% touchdown rate, tight end 2 finish. Kelce just goes astronomical, 139, 105, 14, 16 in terms of yards, 11 touchdowns, tight end 1 finish, just short of 8% touchdown rate. So when you look at Hockenson throughout his career, again, you'd have to extrapolate, and there's been a couple of seasons, like, it's been up and down, different quarterback, yada, yada, yada. But when you sort of look at the, you know, when you look at what his yard, you know, what his basically production has been, it's been through 28 games, it has been 160 targets, 1,090 yards, 8 touchdowns, and 99 receptions there. So again, when you sort of take this together and just look, I mean, that's, you're in the range of one of these really productive seasons, right? You're really up there in that range in terms of the potential to be, a difference maker, honestly. You know, just look at his 16 game average, for example, and I think that there's reason to think that he can do better than this, but a 16 game pace, be 91 targets, 57 receptions, 623 yards, 5 touchdowns on average. Again, that's a rookie season that was kind of lost via injury, and I don't think he fully broke out last year. Like, you could see a breakout. It's just trending up in his favor. I think you can see a breakout going in the range of 120 targets with, you know, the extra game. And you have to balance that. Of course, you have to balance that with, you know, with the fact that you're going to get more games from other guys and that sort of thing. But I just think whether it's Hockenson or whether it's Andrews or whoever, insert person here, if you get at 120 targets, like, just, you take that, right? You just, it's going to be like a top 6 finish, right? And it has tight end 1 upside. And again, the difference between, just thinking some of these things, like, the difference between 5 and 7 touchdowns isn't like it's not, it's variant, right? It's that's fluky year to year. We sort of know those things. And, you know, to project, hey, he can't score touchdowns, right? That's, they're going to score touchdowns. Like Goff's good enough to, you know, matriculate an offense down the field. Like, let's not totally poo-poo the guy, but I think it's a worthwhile thing to just think about how important volume is, right? I mean, it's not even, it's just, it, volume is incredibly, incredibly important across all positions, tight end in particular. And when you see some of the, the other production there, I mean, just think about how Logan Thomas last year, in terms of, he leads the league in routes, just a huge number. And he basically performs, he actually, and I've been working on an additional metric here, what I'm calling points per route run, right? So it's receiving points per route run. His career average to date is 0.26, which actually puts him notably just above the median. So that's like 55th percentile in terms of where he ranks, you know, career-wise, going back to 2008 for these guys. So that's, you know, certainly passable, right? As, you know, passable, serviceable there. Just the volume, it ends up being really good. He's 10% better last year. He's 2.29. So he's 10% better than his career, than his career number. And, you know, you look at that and you're like, okay, right? Like, that's kind of what happens. You get a ton of volume and you finish high. You get a lot of opportunity, you finish very high. So I wouldn't necessarily write off some of these guys that, even when you you look and you're like, man, I don't know how it's going to happen. Like, there's plenty of opportunity for it to happen just by volume. Like, it's such a volume stat. And just think about like Tanyan last year, and it's just some of the open looks that he got. Again, good season, good on him for hanging in there and converting all those opportunities. But like, that's fluky and that's going to regress. Like, it's almost going to have to. So again, I just point to like Logan Thomas, his career points per route run, 0.26. It's 55th. Fifty-second percentile, excuse me, and then when you look at him last year, he's 55th percentile in terms of guys since 2008. So you don't even need to be that special, is the other thing that I would say, to sort of really pump yourself up in terms of getting way up there. And again, at his, you know, do you need tight end one to be a success at his age? No, not really. The other thing I would say too is, like, when you look at Hockenson, like, there's plenty of reason to think that Hockenson's actually pretty good. So this points per route run stat, points per target's a pretty fluky stat from year to year. Points per route run is fluky as well, but it's actually three times more predictive of future success than points per target is. So again, it's not super predictive, but I do think it's a way to contextualize this outside of just season end stats, and it's an efficiency stat that I think you can look at and say, wow, like, this is actually pretty helpful in terms of looking at how it predicts year over year. But you look at Hockenson, he's basically 79th percentile in terms of performance last year and performance throughout his career so far to date. So again, good, very good. So gets volume. If they have to throw a lot, they're going to be down. Like, there's plenty of opportunity there. And just think, you know, he's getting almost a tenth of a point more per route run in his career than Logan Thomas's, right? When you just think about that, that's just a really, really big difference with what you're dealing with, right? So he is 0.34 in his career. Notably, that's exactly where Fant is. So for what that's worth, it is right where Fant is. And when you look at what Thomas's is, it's 0.26 throughout his career. So again, is that a massive difference when you sort of look at those numbers? Well, when you sort of look, it kind of is, right? It's a pretty sizable chunk. It's basically 33% better than Thomas is today, and it's 31% better. And so when you when you just think about that, like, there's a lot of opportunity for Hockenson. I don't know if there's the same opportunity for a guy like Fant, just in terms of how much they're going to pass and that sort of stuff. But you could see a scenario where Detroit's really down in some of these games and has to throw. Hockenson can really be a guy. So he's been, like, officially good so far to start his career. It just hasn't fully blossomed all the way there, but he's been very good on a route run basis. So, but I wanted to highlight that because, again, I think it's important when we see these narratives. Just volume isn't everything, but it's should be, like, the most important factor, and then all the efficiency stuff can come later. But if you're gonna, and people ask me this, you say, well, how do you sort of deal with a good quarterback? Well, if you're in a scenario where you can give me, like, 135 targets with what you think is not a great quarterback, compared to 120 targets with a guy that's, like, a good quarterback, like, always give me the guy that has, like, another target per game. Like, that's kind of an easy one. And a lot of that stuff can be really fluky in terms of the actual production year over year. But honestly, like, just take the bigger number, and that's going to work out more. Like, some of the stuff doesn't have to be that complicated. So just keep that stuff in mind. And when you see some of these narratives on Twitter, just be buyer beware. So sometimes the advice you get is worth exactly what you paid for it. So just be careful on that. All right, well, that'll do it for this episode. A little TJ Hockenson tight end volume special. Until next time, continue embracing the variance. We'll talk again very soon.